you don't know the song, it's called Mind of a Real by Tech N9ne. He said, Mind of a Real, you know, my heart's not to be played with. And, you know, there's just, like I said, there's just certain songs that sometimes just get me through the day. And as the day goes on, I just need to, it's not even vent at this point. I need to preach. I need to speak my mind. And I don't know about you, but have you ever been, or you just doing something, just, you know, like at work or in class or at an event, and you can only think about, you know, something else, or thinking about doing something else? It's not the fact that you're bored. It's more of you feel more productive with your time if you were doing, you know, whatever it may be in your head. And, you know, for me, today was during class. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I had so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many things I wanted to say for my podcast, but I was in class. And I'm like, all right, just wait, you know, you got like 30 minutes left, counting down the time, 20 minutes left, whatever, 10 minutes left. And then you're finally free, you know, it's like, it's almost as if, almost like you were being held against your will in a way. But at the same time, it's not, you know, people at work need to make money. People at school need to get an education. Jesus, I cannot speak today. But, and then, you know, the people who are in an event, they're there for quality time. But out of all the things I was thinking of during class, the three words that I had kept coming to mind, write it down. I don't care who you are. I don't care what memory you have, what brain you have, what you know and what you don't know. But the key to remembering things, the key to going back on your evidence, I guess, and your notes, is to write it down. And I'm not saying I wrote down what I was going to say, but I felt like writing things down does get your thoughts more put together. If you write it down, you can, you know, go back to it later. If you write it down, you know, you might not have the same idea that you had at that very moment, but at least if you wrote it down, it could trigger a hint or trigger something in the back of your mind that reminds you, oh yeah, this is the way I was going, or this is the idea I had. And you know, sometimes you just run with it, which reminds me, which actually makes me go back to my reminder list that I have written down. There's only maybe like 3-4 things, 4 lists that I felt like I needed to write down, that it was as if, you know, God was telling me to write it down, or you need to remember these specific words. And sometimes in the heat of the moment, it's best said right there in the heat of the moment. So why not write it down, you know? Why not share it with others? And instead of trying to look back and, you know, try to find a meme that you took a picture of. I mean, I have to admit, I cannot stand when I've seen a meme or a picture or a video and something told me to save it, but I didn't save it. Or I told myself, oh, this would be good later just to remind myself, and I don't. And of course, how life works in mysterious ways, you know, like fate does, I mention the picture or that quote or that video to someone that happened to bring up a topic that is a perfect example for it. So at that point, you know, write it down, save it, keep it in a folder. I mean, whatever you have to do to, you know, remind yourself to, or trigger yourself to, you know, proceed forward. I mean, there's plenty of artists out there that write down their lyrics, and they have notes full of words and lyrics, but with no beat or with no no features or no tempo. It's just words to them, but it's words to other people, but to them it means, you know, what they wrote down. It means the world to them. It means that their thoughts need to be written down. And regardless if they recorded it or not, regardless of other people heard it or not, it doesn't matter, because at the same time, you never know when you're going to need it. You never know when you're going to have to go into that file and bring up a receipt or evidence that, you know, hey, this is when, you know, this happened, or this is when so-and-so said this. And, you know, keeping track of, not necessarily like keeping track of tabs, but more keeping track of, you know, where your thoughts are going, where those files technically are placed. Because if you're scrambling looking for it, or scrambling looking all over the place for one item or one thing, then how organized are you, you know? How well put together are you, really, you know? Of course, I'm not coming at anybody or trying to judge anybody in that sense. Whenever I talk, I really talk either about myself, or I'm talking in general terms. And I know I've spoken in a lot of general terms in my previous podcasts, but that's even when I talk to people in person, and when I give people advice, that I have to speak in general terms, because you never know what, you know, is going to offend someone the way you said it, or, you know, trigger someone in a way that it shouldn't have been said. And for me, yes, I've, you know, continued to watch what I say and try to enhance my vocabulary, so I'm not talking or saying the same things over again. And as this is what, maybe my 8th podcast now, at least, to be honest, I haven't even kept track, but there are maybe like 3 to 4 sayings that, or words that I will use repeatedly, and I need to either broaden my vocabulary, or I have to either at this point write down a script so I know what I have to say for the next 20 minutes. But why go by the book, you know? Why go by a script, you know? In my opinion, I've realized, and that's another word that I like to use, realized, is there's no better time than the present, you know? You might as well speak your mind now. And it's funny, while I'm doing Zoom class, you know, I'm over here pacing and thinking and trying to have the right words, or, you know, have the right topic for the day. And, you know, I've just realized that it doesn't matter. You know, it's what I want to say today, or how I feel about today. And today can't be any better. You know, it's Tuesday. I keep saying it, but until, you know, people see me or know me, or, you know, feel what I feel, you know, that vibe might not be the same for you, but I am here to share it. I am here to explain. I'm here to, you know, go with the ups and downs. It doesn't matter, you know, what is going on in your life or what is happening in your life. There is still some way or one way to either be grateful, to give thanks, to thank the Lord, to hear something positive. And, you know, there's so much negativity around, just surrounding us people in general, that why not bring joy to the world we live in? You know, why not express joy and have everybody else feel that happiness? You know, we only have one life, you know, we only have one family, you know. You know, even though we get to pick and choose, I mean, let's kind of backtrack real quick. I've learned throughout my time that we pick and choose family. Regardless if, you know, your blood or not, we choose who we talk to. We choose who we don't want to talk to. We choose who we want to be invited to our events. We choose who we don't want to be invited to our events. And it's unfortunate that we almost have to plan things according to how other people are, when it's like, why can't we all just enjoy each other's company? Why can't we all enjoy the time we are getting together with each other? And I don't know. I just view it as unfortunate. And the only way to, I feel, you know, to bring that to the table is almost not forgetting the past or forgetting what is bothering you. Because, of course, you know, you're never gonna forget what is bothering you, never forget what is the issue, but it's about the heat of the moment. And I've said on, you know, as one of my sayings, that is what I like to say, in the heat of the moment, if it's about joy, then be about joy. Why be a party pooper? Why be, you know, the person to bring the vibe down? You know, it goes back to who died and made you king, you know, who died and made you the judge of happiness, of joy, of expressing positivity. And I'm not saying, of course, I'm not the judge or, you know, the king of, you know, of joy, but I am a person that knows how to bring joy, and I know how to, you know, set a mood, how to, you know, enjoy the vibe of others' company or the time. And, you know, it's crazy how we just constantly take things for granted, you know. And as the days go on in November, and I will constantly, another word that I like to use, I will constantly, you know, give thanks and be grateful, you know. You know, I will text my loved ones, my, you know, the ones that I feel that need to be checked up on, you know. It's, I actually had someone ask me, why don't you check up on me like you do with your friends or with other people? And at the moment, I was actually shocked that, you know, they asked me this question, but at the same time, it was a very valid question to ask. I hesitated because I knew whatever I said wasn't going to make this person feel good about why I don't. Because if I did, then there would be no conversation, right? You know, there would be no hurtness, let's just say, you know, feeling some type of way towards me and what I do as a human being on a regular basis. And what I said to them was, and I said it in the most utmost respected way, and I wasn't trying to come at them, I wasn't trying to be, you know, negative or anything in that way. I wasn't trying to disrespect this person whatsoever. But what I straight up said, and I was very blunt about it, you don't need the help. Those were my exact words. Of course, I elaborated more and I explained myself and yada, 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 since I can't remember at the very moment. But I pretty much said that, you know, I text the people who need positivity. And I'm not saying that that particular person didn't need it or don't need it. But I felt, since I know their situation and I know where they're coming from in a way where, you know, they have a roof over their head. They have a vehicle to drive. They have a job to go to. They're able to pay bills with that job. You know, I was just letting them know the good things about them, that, you know, they're intelligent. They are independent. They are social. So what is me as Daniel, a regular person, you know, texting you positive words or positivity when you already have it within yourself? You know, that's where I feel like certain people almost, you know, are selfish in a way that they already have the power and the energy, but yet they want more. They haven't gained enough, so they have to either receive or they have to pry it out of other people. And it goes back to what I said before, that life isn't easy, and that, you know, giving positivity can be draining. I mean, there's days where, oh man, I felt like I gave out so much positivity that I don't even have more, I don't have any for myself, you know? And of course, that's not the real reality truth of it, but that's how I feel at the moment. That's how I feel, you know, after a long day of, you know, putting on a mask and putting on a front for people, where in reality, for me, it isn't a mask. It isn't a front. This is just who I am. This is me as an individual. This is me, Daniel, and nothing more. You know, I'm not some TV analyst, you know, I'm not some celebrity, I'm no actor, I'm no reporter, I'm no artist, you know, I'm just a regular person, you know, trying to get by the name of Daniel, who is, you know, a person from the Bible. And for the longest time, I couldn't accept my name. I couldn't accept, you know, where it came from. And, you know, for the longest time, I didn't even know what it meant until I had a homework assignment where, to be honest, I don't know if it was middle school or if it was high school, but all I know is that there was one assignment that made you search up what your name meant and where it came from. And as many as you know, and for those who don't know, but Daniel in Hebrew means God is my judge. And I think it wasn't until I hit my 20s, maybe even 19, where I was finally fully accepting me for me, you know, my name for what it was and where it came from, and, you know, what I'm destined to do in my life. And as much as God is, you know, our judge of our surroundings and our society and, you know, our mindset, we are still the judge of our own free will. We are still the judge of our own life and our path, you know. And if, you know, we don't go on the right path, God will definitely let us know. That's for sure. And God will be more than happy to, you know, show you rather than tell you. And that's all I've realized is, you know, it's about action. You know, it's about what you can do for today. You know, why save till tomorrow if you can do it today? So with that said, I just want to continue to thank you guys for listening. I want to appreciate you guys who are listening. And I just continue to have a blessed day. And if there is any suggestion of topics, of words, of music, of motivational apps, quotes, memes, social pages, it doesn't matter. The list is endless. There is thousands of different, I don't even know. I can't even put it in a category. There's so many different things out there to bring to other people's attention that, you know, I'm more than happy when someone else brings up something that I already don't know. I am not a person to shy away from things that I don't know. If you know more than me, then I'm going to be more than happy to listen. I'm going to be open to listening. And as much as they may be more intelligent in that particular topic than me, but it doesn't mean that I can't learn. Yes, I've learned from that person, but I can still learn from the internet. I can still learn from books. I can still learn from history. So that's why we learn history, is so that we can learn in the past that the people that wrote down these textbooks and these, you know, wars and, you know, historical times in history, at this point I'm using the same word, but, you know, if it wasn't written down, we would have never known what happened. People would just easily take credit for other people's, you know, information and knowledge. And so if you need to write down anything, you know, your thoughts, your emotional, you know, your emotional thoughts, you know, prayers, it doesn't matter what needs to be written down, but you gotta start somewhere, just like where I started, what, 5 days ago at this point, and I feel like the ball is rolling, but you can't stop. You just have to keep going and pray for the best. So thank you guys, and amen. God bless.